previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good vibes, good people, and that's what we have in the studio this morning.
Certainly brought good vibes along with her, and hoping that we can help bring good vibes to her situation this morning. We're chatting to Marilou Boysen, singer, actress, songwriter, poet, advocate for the development of South Africa's arts industry, and just generally, like, just a vibe.
Just a vibe.
Just a vibe.
You got a vibe.
Super, super talented young lady who's pushing, man. You know, like most artists in this country, totally hustling to get her talent out there and to share it with the world. And she's made great strides in the industry. She's written some incredible music, produced it. It's out there. But now she's got an incredible opportunity to go to Dubai, to Ferdow Studios.
Come now.
And to go to Los Angeles, if you'd believe, to Paramount Studios of all places in Hollywood. We actually mentioned this a while ago. We did speak about you, Marilou.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you were listening. Clearly by the, oh, wow, you weren't.
I was making music, Lee.
She was making music. Okay, so we were chatting about you a while ago, and we mentioned that you had written an open letter to the Minister of Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie, to bring his attention to this matter. You obviously looking for support in order to be able to go, you know, on this journey and to represent, you know, the country and our arts industry. And you're also the founder of your own entertainment company, Zazzo. And for those who may not know her as Marilou, you'll recognize her as Blom.
Yes, Flower Lady Blom.
Flower Lady, and the hibiscus that she's got in her hair this morning will remind you if you'd forgotten. Marilou Boysen, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Morning. I'm looking around and I'm like, where am I? Is this even real?
Also, that was probably the longest intro we've ever given.
That is insane. Is that even me?
Yeah, we about to say goodbye. We didn't even talk yet.
Interview open and close.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Have a great day.
Marilou, let's start, you know, right at the beginning. What is the opportunity? Where did it come from? Let's start there. Let's just give context to our listeners. What's the deal?
So this is called iMixa. It is Independent Music Exporters South Africa. It is an organization, a program run by a coordinator. This woman is named Reneth. They've been doing this for 9 years. They've taken talent from South Africa to France, to Germany, to different exhibitions. So they have about a set event planned. And they do collaboration work where they link up other delegates from other countries for collaborative work, for investment opportunities, etc., etc. It definitely gives artists exposure. Someone that's actually been on there is Moonchild. She's done that for a couple of years, and that's where some of her successes have come from.
Okay, so they've now given you this opportunity, and you obviously need the support. You sent an open letter to the Minister of Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie.
Right.
Have you had any response, or has it been crickets?
Oh, so here's the deal. I did send like a good 17 emails first, and then no, seriously, to a ton of people. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to let this one pass me by. This is an opportunity of a lifetime, honestly, and I would be silly if I said I'm just going to park it because I feel I'm unable to reach the people that I need to reach. And then I was like, let me take this a step further, okay? Let me write this open letter. And I did. And I received email from the PA. I received email from Chief of Staff in the
department.
In the office department. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, oh, you guys are so... and they said that there's no budget. And so I just created a backer buddy. And I was like, listen, let's go.
Sure.
Mm. When is the event happening?
It's 27th of October, which
so
is
time's
now,
running out.
Right now.
I'm looking at your post on social media that that Lee has made mention of. You literally tagged Gayton McKenzie in the hopes that he would see get attention and then possibly support you on this initiative as the sports and arts and agriculture.
Sports.
Agriculture.
That's okay.
Not agriculture. Agriculture is
still
We're going to send you to the blast.
I am not growing anything.
And you haven't received anything. So what are we hoping to achieve with this conversation right now is that maybe it will come across his timeline. I don't know. He's quite active on TikTok.
On
social media, Facebook.
X. And X.
X as well. Yeah. Hopefully he listens to Algo FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Or if somebody knows him that's listening, maybe they can get to him and just advocate for Marilou. He did say there is no budget, though.
Yes.
You have, as a result, started a backer buddy.
Yep.
How is that going and how close are you to your goal?
I'm about 9% from my goal. Like, I'm about 9% into my goal.
Oh.
Okay. I thought you had 9%
no,
away from
the
goal.
No, I wish. I think okay. I'm just also thinking, hopefully. No, I'm still a far... The reality is that at this point, I am not traveling. And I would love to travel. And I do have a campaign. Look, if Gayton, if the office is not going to have... listen to this interview or even see this post, then I'm going to really need... everybody else to sort of chip in and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go to your backer buddy campaign.
Listen, I have to ask the question, is your passport sorted out?
All sorted out, darling. Listen, because, I'm ready to go.
Because I'm just saying, it takes about 2 weeks to get. So,
No, my passport has been stamped a couple of times. Right. Like, let's. Okay. Yes.
So you sorted that out?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so okay, well, just a ching we need.
Let's go.
Yeah.
There's the call that we're putting out. Let's see if we get a few bites. I mean, we can at least try.
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't work out, then, well, we've tried.
Yeah, but if anybody is wanting to assist, maybe even some corporates who are wanting to assist, who perhaps have a focus on the arts as part of their CSR, their corporate social responsibility, maybe they would be able to. I don't know.
I do have a few. What I've done on my backer buddy is I did do an exchange deal where I said I do have one person that's assisting me, and I will be doing training actors for a production that's coming up. So I'm doing exchange incentives.
Trade exchanges.
Yes, for any form of support.
So how do people, what do they do? I mean, for people who don't even know how to back a buddy, or can people maybe just DM you, send you a private message on Facebook under Marilou Boysen?
That's correct.
Okay, how do they get hold of the back a buddy?
Well, the backer buddy is if you do type in backer buddy into your search.
Hey, Charlton is just the prompter.
I'm really appreciating it. Thank you so much. I'll go with him as my back.
Paramount Studios for who?
And so then you just type in my name on
okay,
backer
so you
buddy.
Go backer buddy in the search bar, type campaign. In, because I didn't know that's that. It. I don't know how one accesses a backer buddy.
Yeah.
Type in Marilou Boysen when you've searched backer buddy, or private message Marilou Boysen
on Instagram, on X, Marilou_SA, and then on Facebook, Marilou Boysen. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Well, I do have quick questions that I need to ask you. Some quick fire questions. I don't know how good your maths or your geography is, but you're going to have to answer as quickly as you can.
Lee?
Dramatic music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Putting you on the spot, girl. You got to work for that money.
And you need to be quick. You've got 5 seconds to answer. If you could have any superpower, who would it be? What would it be?
It would be to be able to fly.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Has to be "This Girl Is on Fire."
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Both.
What's the strangest thing you've ever Googled?
How to make rice water? I don't know.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or the future?
The future, of course.
If you were a flavor of ice cream, what flavor would you be?
It would have to be picanha.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've done on stage?
Sheesh, turn around and not look at the crowd.
Would you rather have fingers as long as legs or legs as short as fingers?
Long fingers to play the piano.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would have to be Evo.
If you could swap lives with anyone for a day, who would it be?
It would be a Michelle Obama.
Woo!
Wow.
I feel like you've thought about this stuff. You must have thought about this.
Cornelius and I, we were I'm joking. No, he didn't.
I thought Cornelius told you.
Listen, it's called the sharp mind, girl.
Yeah, yes.
Very sharp mind. And we hope that sharp mind does really, really well once you go over. So wishing you all the best of luck. Please do keep us posted.
Yes.
You know, you got our numbers. Reach out to us. And let's
do I though?
Yeah, no, it's paramount, you know, that you do.
There he goes again.
Oh, Marilou, we really are wishing you the best. Mandy says, love it. She's brilliant. Saw her in Curl Up and Die recently. So you've got one fan at least messaging on Telegram, and I'm sure lots and lots more out there.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Just to wrap it up, though, yes. I think if you could send out a message to these politicians, to the higher powers,
right,
as an artist,
yes,
what would that message be to them?
I think that the biggest thing is art is seen as, it seems as something that is so airy-fairy and out and just completely
kumbaya.
You know what I mean? Mm. And I find that as a creative, I didn't choose to be one. This is something that that found me. It comes from inside of me. And this is a story not only about myself, but other musicians, other artists, other creatives as well. And it's so difficult to sort of match the what's happening in your spiritual self and the natural self, that to bridge that gap is very difficult to get into the natural industry and how things are flowing. So I need politicians, especially the ones in power, to realize that we don't choose to be this. And so we will make and do everything that we possibly can do in our power. And we are trying by all means to be entrepreneurial about it. But if we don't have the correct assistance, then how is it possible for us to keep making the creative work that we do and that is needed? And I mean, how is everybody surviving? How are you surviving without music, without films, without all of the work that we do?
Art impacts the world.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you.
Yeah.
All of the best. You're a bright spark.
Thank you so much. Oh, and I want to leave you with this. Gotta stay kind to your mind and soft with yourself.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning on I'll Go Up and Breakfast.
Thank you. Shrine, do I have to leave now? I'm joking. Thank you. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.